If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. Tell us about this updated COVID vaccine that was authorized by the FDA yesterday. People, I think, get a little confused. Should they get this shot or the other one? What's the difference?
Really not much. It's the exact same spike that you're going to see. You're just going to see it brought to you a different way. What you're asking me about is the vaccine that is produced by Novavax, and what they've done is they sort of made a rosette of the spike, right? And they give that to people to respond to, and they have the same formulation as what is in the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, in that it's formulated to target XBB 1.5 subvariant. So if you had, for whatever reason, allergies to the lipid that might be in the Pfizer or the lipid that might be in the Moderna, then maybe this is your better choice. The efficacy rates are very high for all three of these vaccines. So you just sort of look at your own history, and that's what helped you make your determination. Now, the thing is that this vaccine is only authorized for people 12 years old and over, whereas the messenger RNA vaccines is for 6 months and over. So there is also that consideration.
I was thinking about you the other day when they announced the Nobel Prize winners and the scientists who studied mRNA, and their work led to the COVID-19 vaccines to be made in less than a year. And I know you know a lot about this, and really their work may someday lead to a vaccine for a number of deadly diseases, right?
Yeah. First of all, I literally jumped out of bed, because the first thing I do every morning is open the New York Times on my iPad, and I saw that Caitlin and Drew had won the Nobel Prize, and I had been lecturing about their work for years.
Wow.
Because they were sort of very underrepresented. I mean, they had won other awards. They had, like, for example, the Lasker Award, which is a phenomenal award for biomedical research in the United States for this work, but it just hadn't gotten the attention that it deserved, because what they did didn't just help messenger RNA vaccines, which, by the way, was their key goal, of course. And in fact, Weissman got into working with Caitlin Carrico because he was frustrated with trying to make an HIV vaccine. And she and he realized something that's absolutely fundamental to how messenger RNA viruses protect themselves from our system of recognition, in that they try and mimic our messenger RNA. So our messenger RNA in our bodies and our ribosomal RNA have a little switch to it. They methylate certain things. They add pseudouridines as opposed to normal uridines. These little modifications let the system, our system, think that it belongs in the system and isn't something to attack. Well, let me put it another way. We have these detectors in our cells, and we call them pattern recognition receptors. So they recognize a pattern. And if that pattern is foreign and common to foreign things and not common to our things, it starts the cell into producing interferons, and that in turn leads to activating all kinds of genes to destroy what it recognizes as an invader. But any virus that is able to survive is going to have sneaky ways around that problem. And what Caitlin and Drew realized was, what were those changes that allowed foreign messenger RNA to survive? And so they started making those changes in these artificial messenger RNAs that could then work as a vaccine. And they, oh my God, they tried to publish this in Nature and Science, and they were rejected because people just didn't understand how incredibly important this was.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you're absolutely right, Bob. One of the things that was, you know, seen immediately was the benefit of this for being able to work not just for antiviral things, but for cancers. In fact, there's a trial right now using this sort of messenger RNA technology to treat one of the worst cancers there is, pancreatic cancer. And in fact, it's being done, that's being done by the same group, BioNTech, that made the Pfizer vaccine.
Hmm.
In fact, Moderna and Pfizer initially wanted to use these messenger RNA tricks, including this, in order to be able to cure cancers and, you know, treat cancers. One more thing that's really interesting about this story, you may remember from back in June of 2021 that there was another messenger RNA vaccine that people thought was going to work. It was called CureVac, and it was designed in Tübingen, Germany. But they didn't read the paper by Caitlin and Drew, and so they instead did not use pseudouridine in their messenger RNA, and that vaccine completely failed, compared to Pfizer and Moderna that read the various papers written by Caitlin and Drew and incorporated that into their vaccine.
Well, now I understand why you jumped out of bed when you heard the news, and I don't mind being late for the 8 o'clock news when you're talking about hope for someday a vaccine to deal with cancer. And you mentioned one of the worst, pancreatic cancer, so let's hope. Dr. Eileen Marty, appreciate it. Thank you, and we'll talk next week.
We'll talk soon. Take care.